This is the Technical Difficulties, and we are playing Two of These People Are Lying, because two of these people will be. Chris Joel.
Oh, something about the nature of truth and falsehood.
Gary Brennan.
Your Majesty, in this house, we flush after number twos.
Matt Gray.
This is where I explain the rules. But this is series what now? Three?
Sure.
You must know them by now. We've all written down the name of a Wikipedia article on a piece of card. Tom's picking a piece of card. And one of us will have written down the name of a Wikipedia article on this and tell us what it is. The other ones will just bluff.
We're looking for Lule Sammy. Lule Sammy, or possibly Lule Sammy. Chris, we'll come to you first. Just need a quick description.
It is a river in Sweden.
River in Sweden. I've put a big question mark at the end of that because you did too.
Charming. Thanks.
That was mostly from your tone of voice.
Fine.
Gary, Lule Sammy.
Finnish entry to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1995.
Finnish Eurovision 1995. And Matt.
I like how you've both gone Scandinavian because it's a traditional Norwegian tribe in the northern Norway and crossing the border into northern Sweden.
I like that we've each chosen a different Scandinavian country.
Sammy, I'm fairly sure is the name given to the... I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it's the name given to the peoples up there. So, sure, it's possible. We'll start with Chris, though, because you were talking about river... So we've got Sweden, Finland and Norway.
Yeah, which one was I?
You were Sweden. You were talking about a river in Sweden.
Right.
Yes.
Rises in northern Sweden.
Right.
And flows... southeast.
Never eat shredded wheat. That's how you remember it.
Yeah. I think I
too much fibre. You just can't remember your cardinal direction.
Off into some mat up, down and right.
There's some very much lady doth protest too much here. I'm starting to think you might be double bluffing here.
Into the Gulf of Bothnia.
Yep.
It is the second largest river in Norrbotten County, or whatever the Swedish equivalent of a county is, by discharge.
Oh, God.
If you want any more than that, then you're asking too much.
Discharge.
We've had problems with me and trying to decipher Nordic things here before. And yeah, it's entirely possible that Lule is river and it could be named after the area or the peoples that were there. All right. Gary, Finnish Eurovision entry in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
That's what they said to Lule Sammy before he went on stage.
All right. It's not the name of the song, then. It's the artist.
No, it's the artist. And the notable thing about Lule Sammy, he's the oldest participant in the Eurovision Song Contest.
He was 19.
When he started. No, he was in his late 90s when he performed.
Oh, you know this has happened before where just at the end of a thing, you've said a fact and it accidentally clashes with something that I actually know and it means the whole thing doesn't work anymore because you had that with the little short river thing.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know who the oldest competitor in Eurovision was and it was the grannies in the Russian entry a few years ago, possibly the Ukrainian entry.
Oldest individual participant in the Eurovision Song Contest. Not in a group.
Well, he certainly was at the time because the grannies were decades late.
Oh, they were. Oldest at the time, but 90-something. Oh. All right. What did he sing?
I can't remember the name because it's in Finnish. Okay. Is the thing. So it's a difficult one for me to pronounce.
Because they did all have to sing in their own languages.
In their own language at that point in time. But the performances of, well, a picture of him on the article, and the article is him in a little deep evening jacket and bow tie. So
of course.
Very much the dapper, older gentleman. Obviously, I doubt he was there for the full win at that point in time, but he was there at least as very much a garnish.
I'd love to have seen him in a snapback instead of like...
No, he was an old-fashioned Finnish crooner. He'd been around for years, you know, popular in the country, put in everyone. You know, I imagine...
He was very much the Engelbert Humperdinck.
Similar kind of...
What a horrible thing to say.
Hey, no bad words on Engelbert. The man's a gent.
But Matt, we were talking about a Norwegian tribe, you phrased them as?
Yep, I think tribe's probably the wrong word, but the Sami were the indigenous peoples of northern Scandinavia, like mostly the Norway, Sweden bit. And the Lule Sami were a proportion of them in the... I know where it is on the map. It's if you go down a bit from Tromsø.
Yep.
And then across a bit. It was kind of from all there right. and down a bit on the map.
So just kind of border of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, a bit lower than that. When I say down a bit, the scale of my map, I didn't really show you.
But, okay.
not to scale.
My hand wave, my gesticulating is not to scale.
Let's hold it up in shot, a little stick.
I think I can wrap this one up quickly, but I'm wary because we're talking about Scandinavia.
And some of them have airports.
And I have been unjustified in my confidence with that.
Some of them have meatballs.
Gary, I'm ruling you out because I think it's the oldest Finnish entrant thing. Because I remember people talking about Engelbert being the oldest or one of the oldest. And I just don't think there was anyone from Finland who was in their 90s earlier. So I'm ruling that out. I'm ruling that out.
Finland got to their 90s in the mid.
But I'm ruling that out less flamboyantly than I normally do.
Oh, deference.
Chris,
hello.
I am almost convinced. I'm almost convinced, but I think it could absolutely be a river named after the people, but I'm going with Matt because I think I know the Sami as a name and a word. Matt, I think it's you. Am I right?
No.
Oh!
I also thought I had heard the Sami as the name of the people before, and then you confirmed it for me, so that helped.
Chris? Oh, sorry. It was a really, really good. It must be a river named after the people.
The thing that made me think it was yours is because you said where it drained to, and it was somewhere I'd never heard of.
You're right. That's the only reason.
I'm no expert, but from the way they've written it, it looks
Lulein
like
river.
You're mistaking Finnish for Swedish.
Oh, I've been foiled by Nordic languages again. Is Sami the word for river in which? What did you say it was? Sweden?
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, this is bizarre, right? That definitely says Lule River.
Yes.
I've written the wrong thing down.
Yes, you have.
Matt's right. I've mistranslated.
What you said is absolutely right.
It's just down a bit from Tromso where I was meaning. I was bullshitting, but I won. Which means you win.
This is amazing.
All the points. There will now be a brief text card explaining what just happened.
Sorry, chaps. That's the best one. What the f***?
Chris, go get a new article.
But actually, Matt, the article.
Yeah.
Not just a hyperlink from the article.
Yeah. Chris has got himself a new article. Matt's got over his confusion. Gary's still thinking about Eurovision. Our second one is Hercon.
Whoa.
There seems to be a fine line in going for short one-word articles this time that just completely confuse everyone. But nevertheless, Hercon is what we're talking about. Who have I not gone with first recently? No one's owning up to that. Gary! Gary, we're going to start with you on Hercon.
Stands for Hurricane Condition.
Oh, that's
believable.
Very believable. That's excellent. Chris, Hercon.
Electronics manufacturer.
Electronics manufacturer. Matt.
A Mexican wrestler from Wigan.
Awesome.
Wow. Oh, yes.
No, that's it. He wins. I don't care if it's not true. It's
right.
That one.
Yeah. It's that one.
Yeah. So normally at this point, I'm skeptical about one person. And in this case, it's Matt. It's too good a story, Matt. Tell us about Hercon.
Did you know that there is a Bolton Mexican wrestling championship?
Well, like luchador health, like masks and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Neither did I until I read this. And the problem that I've been having is the reason I keep checking my article before we start a new round so I can try and remember it is to try and remember the names of all the other contestants that he's played, because some of them are funny, but they're all just, they're not one word like that, and they're all, I can't remember any of them. But, I clicked through some of the links, and it's the proper Mexican stuff that we can think of where they're all wearing spandex and face masks.
Yeah, luchador wrestling.
It was set up in the, I think, early 90s. I think it was like 94.
That'd be when WWE was at its peak.
Now it makes sense. In the Bolton Ballroom. It's almost like they were trying to get other people in there. We've got a large space. What do we do?
Beautiful. I mean, Bolton Ballroom, euphemistic. If ever.
And Hercom, four-time winner of the championship.
Hell.
All right. So I know some people who have an indie wrestling promotion in... Well, I know some people who know some people who have an indie wrestling promotion in London. Mm.
Tom is telling us he has an indie wrestling promotion. No, I don't.
Tom,
it's for my friend.
I know someone who knows someone.
Says old Gripper Scott over there.
I love that you've clearly gone to 1970s ITV.
Yeah, because I was going to say World of Sport, but it's not. 94 was WWE's heyday, wasn't it? At least in the UK.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very plausible.
But the best thing about it is how local it looks. There's no sign of it having been televised, or there's barely any other, not evidence.
Oh, yeah, because there are small promotions like this all over.
Yeah. But yeah, Hercon, he won it several times. Did, tours of local working men's clubs.
Yep.
Sounds as northern as you expect.
It'll have been a quickly rigged together wrestling ring with some plastic chairs around the outside and about 50 people cheering him on. Yeah.
And it's basically going to be the same wrestlers that were doing the 70s wrestling, just with a
mask on.
Yeah.
Oh, I want this to be true, man. One of the complaints I get about this series is that one of the many complaints.
Been reading the comments, Tom?
Frequently, the lies are so entertaining that people forget they're not true.
Oh, I do that. I was trying to tell someone about Marcel and Judith the other day until I realised it was some bullshit I came up with.
So with apologies to people who are used to us being the voice of truth, both of you, I want that to be true, Matt. I really, really want that to be true. I don't know if it is, but I'm not ruling that out. That's just me adding a dividing line on my page.
No, he's just crossing through me.
He divided the top of your statement from the bottom of your statement in an angular fashion, but...
Chris,
yes.
Hercon.
Hercon started as a little electronic shop in sort of Iowa. Only notable for one thing. Used to be Hearst Components. However, spelling mistake on the original papers. So when they become a manufacturer over the years and rebrand in the 90s, they have to stick with con, as in component.
Oh, wow.
And the spelling mistake becomes the brand name. Other than that, they make things that Matt would understand the names of and I don't know. But it's such a cool little story on that basis.
That's lovely. If you've come up with that based on just seeing that for the first time, that's amazing. Hearst Components, an electronics manufacturer out of Iowa, except they're components because someone misfiled
them. Because, 1920 dot or whatever, there's a spelling mistake or bad handwriting or something, and you just got to roll with it with 70 years of the brand behind you.
Oh, also, I want it to be true. Gary, of the things we got in the first initial opening, yours was easily the most plausible. Both because
impressive as a reflex reaction is that.
Well, it sounds like DEFCON. It sounds like defense condition.
Oh, yeah.
And that, also, I came to you first. That was really quick thinking, if it's not real. But tell me about hurricane condition.
Well, it's pretty windy.
It's windy. Very windy. It's windy. It's real windy. It's so...
Wind.
It round and round windy.
Round and round windy. It's so windy, shed fly.
Very quiet in the middle.
And then... Windy.
Rain!
Wind!
Stop.
Weather!
I appreciate, Gary, your devotion to padding. It's a really good shtick.
It means hurricane condition.
Padding!
It's how you measure a hurricane. Or this, you go from DEFCON Hercon 1 through to Hercon 5, and you go, that one, that's a 5. It's a really blowy one.
Such wind.
And when you get a Hercon notification, you board up your windows and run away. And you go on the designated paths that they have in America.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
In fact, it took me ages to work out what it was. I was driving...
Because it didn't say. It's just a picture of a hurricane, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was driving through Texas.
Well, like Disneyland this way.
I thought it was a ninja star when I was a teenager. I thought it was why they got throwing stars on the signs.
I was driving through Texas, and they're not on the signs anymore. So the... I don't know what the Americans would call it. We call it the hard shoulder, like the emergency lane at the side of the road.
Mm.
Just every so often has an arrow and this blue circle with what, like, small circle, two arms off it, looks like a hurricane, looks like one of those section symbols you get.
Okay.
But if you don't know what that is, it's just every few miles, there's this weird symbol in the shoulder. And what it means is, in the event of a hurricane evacuation, you can also use this lane.
Oh, wow.
And this is the route to take.
So it just gives them 33% more capacity.
Yeah, but it took me ages to work out what this odd symbol every few miles
on
the side of the road.
So it's like the, on Caribbean islands, the sign that basically says, in case of tsunami, this is where up is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is the route. If there's a hurricane coming, this is your evacuation path. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's irrelevant to Hercon, but
well,
yes.
It's very relevant to Hercon. Yes. It's where you would go in the event of a Hercon.
Ah, because there are hurricane strength ratings, aren't they? You can have a hurricane, what do they call it? Is it Hurricane Force 2?
No, because Force is both Force.
Because Force,
it?
Yeah.
Hurricane's got, it's got a different, yeah, but it's got a scale. The scale's got a name.
Is it Hurricane Condition?
I can't remember. And this is what's selling me on Gary's thing, because there is definitely, they say it's a something 4 or a something 5.
Cat 5.
Category. But the fact that could be Hercon, it could be the preparation. Conditions for it? What does the, what do the numbers represent?
How bad the hurricanes.
Okay.
What the what were you going to say?
That, well, I know, the amount you have to prepare for it, something like that. I just...
Well, obviously, in a Hercon 5, you're going to board up your house and run away quicker than I imagine a Hercon 1, where you might go, well, we'll go into the little cellar.
Yeah.
And sit it out. I imagine Hercon 5 is, bloody move, you know. Don't hang around. This one's really windy. There'll be a cow in it and everything.
That's a twister. That's a twister. That's
we
tornadoes.
All know that twisters are the weather that picks up cows.
It's a tough one to finish the season on, I'll tell you that. I want Matt's to be true.
I want Matt's to be true.
I also quite like Chris's.
I quite like Chris's.
Gary, I think if that's fake, it was incredibly fast thinking to come up with a hurricane condition in a few seconds. If I'd gone to you third, I wouldn't be believing this. But the fact that I came to you first and you came
I
out
I don't
with that,
think you're clever or witty enough to think this something this good up that quickly. Was the message I just
now, Gary, you're not known for being quick-witted, so it's your quick wit.
Okay, that did not come out how I intended it to.
Oh, I think it did.
No, it's
I think you meant well.
It was like within 2-3 seconds, I said, Gary, Hercon, and you went... Hurricane
so
condition.
It is what you meant, but not how you meant it. Yeah.
So you think I'm not clever enough to look at a card that has words her and con and panic and go, hurricane!
Okay, Gary. Yes, I think you are clever enough to do that, and that's why I'm ruling you out.
There we go.
Yay!
I think it's all turned a bit political.
Screw it. Matt, is it the wrestler?
From Wigan?
Yes.
Of course it isn't.
Damn it, Chris.
No.
I knew it! I knew it!
Careful, he's easily riled.
That's our show.
We still don't have an outro.